because Justin Trudeau was just perfect in my eyes until that unfortunate decision.
Come on.
So good looking. And Canadians are so apologetic. I love it. When he, like, he got feisty with somebody, with a member of parliament, and then he was like,
I'm like, so sorry.
So apologetic, like, yeah, profusely. And I was like, oh my God, my ovaries. Oh, guys, yesterday I got the mail and I thought I'll take Piper with me in her stroller and get her outside because she can't walk. So I like walk all the way down to the mailbox, and we have like communal mailboxes. So I get down there and I'm like looking kind of a mess. I'm getting the mail out with my dog in the stroller. The hottest guy pulls up in the nicest looking car and gets out of the car. And I was just like, no, I'm gonna take a pass on that. I'm not even gonna try. Like, I just took my mail and pushed my dog back to my house in the store.
We had this flight surgeon on my aircraft carrier, and he did like all the birth month recalls and stuff and whatever. And he was, birth month recall is just like your yearly physical. That's just what they call it. He was insanely good looking, like, I don't care who you are, you're going to stop and stare at this guy. Like, he was ridiculously good looking, and his name was Dr. Balls. And I was just like, how does that happen? Like, you have to overcompensate for that somehow. Yeah.
Or do you? Are you just like,
I don't know.
That's
yeah,
it.
That's me.
That's
wanna see
what it is.
Want to see Dr. Balls? I mean, sure. I feel like it's beginning of a bad porno, but yeah.
Right? Yes, he's not a gynecologist.
Dr. Ball.
Oh, they're all gynecologists. The doctors on board aircraft carriers just do everything. So, yeah, they are gynecologists, too.
That makes me laugh.
It's very awkward.
Dr. Balls, eh? I think I missed something there.
No. Nope.
When I was
no,
getting Hannah on
up.
The... Okay, good.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Weekly Wind Down. I am Jackie D, the literary lesbian.
I'm Stacey, the new age old school mom.
I'm Stacey, the political princess.
I'm Jean, the feisty feminist.
I'm Erin, the geeky gal pal.
Gal pal.
So tonight, I am drinking, again, I didn't make it to the store to get wine. I got up super early to go build a playground today. So I am drinking Flying Dog beer. Yay. And I'm drinking Raging Bitch because, I mean, yeah. I'm feeling it's actually super good beer. So Flying Dog, all of their stuff's really good. If you like Belgian IPAs and Indian IPAs, they're really good. So that's what I'm consuming tonight with you for.
What does it say on the label there though? It says like two
Raging Bitch.
No, but it says something right underneath.
It says Raging Bitch.
All right, you're being one right now.
Two inflammatory words, one wild drink.
Yeah, that's what I wanted you to read. Come on. Sorry. I love you.
Where are my cookies,
William
Erin?
William Tell's hard cider, apple, strawberry flavor. And apparently it's made in Lodi, which I didn't even know until I just read the back. But somebody left it at my house, so I decided to drink it because it's very fall-like. And it's not something I would normally drink because it's too sweet for me. But I imagine somebody that likes ciders would like it. You know, like I can tell that it's like, it's probably pretty good, just not for me.
Is it any flavor? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. If it was like a certain flavor, or is it just
apple,
hard
strawberry.
Cider? Apple strawberry. Sorry, I'm taking notes.
Sounds like a yogurt.
Yeah.
Apple strawberry.
Apple strawberry. That's apple with one A, Erin, not three A's.
Apple. Apple strawberry. Listen, Jackie.
Jackie, J-A-A-A-K.
All right. That's funny. Okay, I am not having wine this evening because I am a little, I'm calling it pre-sick. Like, I just feel a little yucky. I got a little congestion situation. So I made a hot toddy because I'm 100. And you want my recipe? It's one celestial seasoning, sleepy time tea bag.
This is the oldest thing you've ever said.
And add one golden girl.
Is it new?
Right? Yeah, it really is.
An amount of Jameson that I did not measure.
Oh.
And honey.
That is totally an old lady recipe too, because like most old ladies don't measure anything.
I know, and
just
I didn't
a smidge. Just put a smidge.
I didn't put any acidity because you know.
Feeling a little and like one a splash lemon. Of Metamucil.
I'm telling you guys, she's like a 60-year-old gay man. I'm telling you, it is
such
so
an old gay man.
I love it. That's
you know what? You need a croissant with that hot toddy,
or a biscotti. Or a croissant, a biscotti with your hot toddy,
a scone.
Scone.
I need to see Dr. Balls.
Gene.
My prostate looked at.
I don't want to talk about balls right now.
What about tea bags? Stacy wants to talk about tea bags.
Hey, yo.
This is going off the rails.
Hey-o.
I'm drinking. I also am not drinking wine. Today is the weekly anti-wine down, apparently.
Yeah. We're rebels.
I'm drinking one of my favorite local IPAs made right here in Connecticut called Mermaid Cove. And it's really easy drinking. And I love it because sometimes I feel like a mermaid. I think I have a lot in common with mermaids. I love being in the ocean. And I also have very little use for humans. So it fits right. My personality as well as my craft beer palate.
Would you be willing to give up your voice for the love of a good man?
What about a good woman?
No, don't underestimate the power of body language.
If I give up my voice, how am I supposed to be the Leo that I am?
It's impossible.
That's all we do is listen to ourselves talk.
The way you said voice, that though, was like very reminiscent of Ursula.
Your voice.
Your voice. I love it. I love it. Well, Gene, I don't have anything as good as you're drinking right now. I'm drinking a mango White Claw. I felt I was like seriously having FOMO with you guys drinking your Truly and
Truly's
your...
way better than White Claw.
Totally. I think Truly. Yeah. Truly, I think you're right. But
I feel like they taste exactly the same. Like, just in a different can.
I feel like White Claws taste a little sweeter and I'm not down with the sweetness. Because I'm like a vodka soda lime girl, so I don't need the sweetness. But either way, I'm drinking it, and I packed myself six in my lunch pail. Just because I didn't want
to... cooler into the room to record. Aaron, I love you. Aaron, you're perfect. It. Never change.
I will never change. I will always be an alcoholic. Anyway. It's very good. The mango White Claw is delicious. I'm assuming it'll be also delicious in an hour when we're done. But we'll see.
Will we be done in an hour?
I don't know. Maybe.
Piper is drinking Acepromazine, which is a dog sedative.
I thought she was running around with a pumpkin spice latte thing.
Yeah, it kicks in pretty quick. She's asleep now.
No, didn't she just have a pumpkin spice latte like toy?
Oh, she does have a pumpkin spice latte toy. And she gave up on that real quick because she can't really play with toys yet. She had surgery. I don't like sedate my dog on the rig.
Stacy's the whitest of the white girls.
Why? Because I have a small fluffy dog that has the pumpkin spice latte. Oh yeah, I hear it.
Yeah, on the stroller. Dog is as white as white can be.
Yeah.
All right. So, Stacy. You want to talk about, lead us off with Trump's sharks with laser pointers?
Yeah, you know, sometimes you hear something and you're like, that can't be news. It's everything
every day.
I hear now. Everything I hear now, I'm like, that's not real. Or like, this is one for sure that I read and I was like, oh, that's got to be an Onion article. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, that's cute. But then when it says CNN.
Presidency.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so Trump had a great idea that he thinks that the border wall should have a moat with alligators and snakes and spikes that'll rip skin and sharks with laser beams coming out of their eyeball. Like, I can't with people anymore. And I think he tweeted about it too, and he spelt moat wrong.
I'm not surprised.
Which is the least of our concerns.
I think he didn't spell it moot, like M-O-O-T. Didn't Webster's Dictionary drag him on Twitter?
Which I loved. And I just like, oh man, I just can't anymore. His press conference too with the president of
oh my god. Finland. Yes. It was so horrifying.
Amount of, I forget who I was watching. If I was watching like Trevor Noah or if it was Seth Meyers, somebody pulled out all the crazy shit he said during the joint press conference with the president of Finland that had nothing to fucking do with Finland. And it was so cringy and crazy. And but anyways, yeah, so that's a real thing that he had to have staff like do research on and try to price out. Like, how do you?
Oh my God, I would love to be the staff member sitting in that office, though, that you're like, yes, sir, what can I help you with? Can you give me a price on lasers for shark eyes? I'd be like,
what?
That is so funny. Austin Powers.
The Daily Show, Trevor Noah did it. It was like, lucky you, we have the phone call to Petco for a call for like 500 miles worth of snakes, you know?
And alligators. And he's like, we don't sell alligators. We have gerbils. And he's like, yeah, I guess just 500 miles of gerbils.
And then in the background, he's like, Trump's like, that hate Mexicans. No, but like during that press conference too, he basically was, you know, going absolutely nuts on that one reporter that kept asking him the same question. And then Trevor Noah was like, he's like the orange Samuel L. Jackson. It's like, motherfucker, do not ask me that question from like Pulp Fiction. I was like dying. It was so funny.
Yeah. No, it's just another one of those things that you're like, this can't. So then he like denies that he said it, and instead he suggested just shooting their legs as they try and cross the border. Just shoot the immigrants' legs as they try to. What the fuck?
I swear to God.
I know, it's like the battle for Winterfell to get into this fucking country. Like, you know, have you tried putting all the Unsullied at the front of the border wall?
What about a dragon? Can you just get a dragon?
I mean, screw a shark with a fucking laser. Let's just get dragons.
If he wasn't like the president of the free world, the leader of the free world, you would think he's just like the ramblings of a man who sleeps on a park bench, who has just taken drugs and drank their entire life. And now their brain is like wet and mushy from all of the things that he's put in his body, and you just be like, oh my God, I hope he has a place to sleep tonight. Like, it's going to be kind of cold. I feel terrible for it. Do you hear what he's muttering? That's so sad.
Does anybody have a jacket for him? I hope he has newspaper to put in his pants just to keep himself warm.
God, literally, because I've been like staying home with, I stayed home with Piper for the first couple days. So I was like, oh, you know, it'd be great escapism. I'm going to watch the West Wing. I can't tell you how many times President Bartlett did something, and I was like, man, I miss having a really solid president like this. And I was like, wait, this isn't real, but also, could we have him? Could Martin Sheen be president? He did a fucking bang-up job. Team up him and Aaron Sorkin. And
yeah, can we at least have Allison Janney as the fucking press secretary?
Did you ever watch Newsroom?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Oh, you'd love it. It's another Aaron Sorkin show. It's on HBO.
So much. Like, Studio 60, great. The American President, great. I love Aaron Sorkin. Sign me up for
everything.
Is this the guy from 6 Feet Under?
I couldn't hear either of you.
You go, Stacey.
I was just saying, if Aaron Sorkin could rewrite this presidency, I would really appreciate that.
No, his time's running out. He'll be gone soon.
Yeah, that's true.
I also think that Aaron Sorkin needs better material to work with than President Trump.
A better cast.
Yeah, way better cast.
His shows usually have a pretty good looking ensemble, but this current situation is just like, Trump's not even the worst of them.
Are you sure?
Giuliani?
I mean, I'd rather look at Giuliani all day than Trump.
I'm not even just talking about looks. I'm just talking about being a bumbling fucking idiot.
I mean, was having sex with his cousin. He did marry his cousin, so.
That's true. Oh, man. It's just such a shit show. Every time somebody says something, I'm like, that's not real. Nope, it is.
It's real.
It's real.
This is really happening in our lifetime. So, I think that's the most frustrating part sometimes is you think about, like, Jackie, when you are talking to Lincoln, you know, down the line, and you're talking about presidents, and you're teaching Lincoln over Trump. Right, like, you're going to need to, because you're going to be like, blah, 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 Obama, and he did all these amazing things, and, like, sure, he wasn't a perfect president, but he was, he tried to uphold the office to the best of his ability. He made it cool to be president. He was awesome. He had a great family life.
Classy and eloquent.
And then we had Trump, but I don't want to talk about him because it's going to negate. Yeah, like, everything that Obama did to make the presidency a classy environment, Trump has gone and taken a giant dump on it.
Yep. But that's how America works, right? It's a pendulum that swings back and forth, and Trump is the backlash from Obama.
Good.
Yeah. They were so pissed about Obama and not being able to do anything because he didn't have one, you know, episode.
Because he wore a fucking tan suit one time.
Yeah, I mean, he's... And hopefully it'll swing back. And did you guys see that tweet?
This is embarrassing.
It's almost over. Did you guys see that tweet this week that was like, "Well, I'm real glad we don't have a woman president who would get all emotional and upset when something
amazing. I was like, "Who is this woman? I want to marry her." The woman that tweeted that. I was like, that's amazing.
What else is going on in your guys' lives this week?
Man, we are a lively
right here,
bunch.
Cricket.
Gene,
what do you got for us?
She's checking baseball scores right now.
Absolutely nothing at all. I'm trying to make a deadline. I'm trying to avoid Donald Trump, and I'm just trying to avoid reality. That's basically it.
It's a solid grown-up
drinking.
Plan, Gene.
What?
I said that's a solid grown-up plan. I'm just trying to avoid life.
Is it working? You got any tips? How do we do that?
Yeah, right.
No, it's really not working, but it, I'm making it, you know, I'm making it through.
Have you tried putting a moat around your house?
I have one cat. Maybe if I get an army of cats.
There you go.
And all as bitchy as Charlotte, that could keep everybody out.
You know, the best part about that is you could be like, look, I'm not a angry old cat lady. I just have a moat with cats in it. Like,
no, I
home
still
security.
Am angry cat lady.
Have you tried pushing her around in a stroller? That keeps people away.
I'm sure it does. I'm sure it does. I'm not ready to sink to that level of desperation just yet.
Oh,
but,
oh,
but it's coming.
Listen to this. I'm not the one burning you tonight,
okay, Aaron.
I just want to say that was all Gene Copeland, not Aaron Jack.
You know what? It might be different with a dog. It might be different with a dog, I think. I don't think it's the same.
Wow. I've really passed that torch, haven't I?
Aaron, I have faith in you. You'll be back soon.
I'll be back. It's coming back around.
We're all jumbled up. Aaron's taking the notes. Gene's being mean. I don't know what to do.
What is happening?
Nobody's drinking wine? What the hell?
I know.
What's going on?
What has happened to us?
Stace, what's going on in your life?
What?
What's going on in your life? Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm busy looking up how to get little alligators shipped here for my moat around my farm. Nothing. I'm trying to deal with this stuff. My husband wrecked his car, and it's like the guy is an Uber driver, so we're trying to figure out like Uber insurance stuff. So that's super fun. But I want to say I'm super here for all these like platforms are doing stuff for Halloween. So, like, all the Halloween movies, like, Hulu's doing Huluween, Netflix is doing, I don't know what theirs is called. Last year it was Netflix and Chills, so I don't know what it is this year. But I'm, like, I started watching True Blood again because I'm, like, I want to watch something spooky. Like, I'm super here for it. I've already watched Hocus Pocus. Like, all the, I should do, like, you guys did for Christmas, where you, like, a Christmas movie a day. But I'm going to watch a Halloween movie.
Don't do it. It was so painful.
Jack.
Well,
like,
yours were awful.
It was
like,
so
painful.
TV
movies.
Those aren't even always bad. You guys picked some just terrible.
I'm sorry. Did you think I had anything to do with picking any of those movies?
I was trying to not throw Lex under the bus.
I'll throw under the bus. I did not pick any of those movies.
I would say there is like probably at least 15 really great Christmas movies. Christmas Vacation, Christmas mm-hmm. with the Cranks, Home Alone, and none of the good ones were on your list. I was like,
we do watch all of those. Lex watches Christmas Vacation every single year. Like, it is her favorite Christmas movie, and she loves Christmas with the Cranks too. We were trying to get through like the Netflix ones and stuff, like all the new
Christmas
ones that come
Prince.
Out.
Christmas engagement.
One more woman has to move to a small town because of her busy life and fall in love with a small town
dude. I love them so much.
Oh my God.
It's just so, it's like they take the same story and just rename the town and like a different.
Wait, what are we talking about? I got the burn back, baby.
Have you seen the preview for the new Anna Kendrick Christmas movie?
Yes, that one looks really funny.
It looks
actually
so cute. Yeah. But you can only get it if you order the Disney Plus on Hulu.
I will watch anything with Anna Kendrick.
I'm really hoping they're going to do like a 30-day free preview, and I'm going to get that just so I can watch it real quick and then cancel it because I already own all the Disney movies.
I'm probably just going to get it, and then I'll just give you my login.
Yeah, we ordered it already because we got this thing in the mail where you could get like $40 off if you pre-ordered it for 2 years. So then our price is locked in for 2 years, and we are, instead of paying like $6.99 a month or whatever, we're only paying like $3 a month.
Yeah.
I'm getting it because Lincoln.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, every single Disney movie, are you kidding me? Every single one.
I literally own every single one. I think I'm missing like maybe 6.
Really?
It's not even just the Disney movies. It's all the Marvel movies. Well, it's a bunch of other stuff. It's the new Lizzie McGuire with Hilary Duff. Like, they're making a new Lizzie McGuire.
I wish everyone could see Stacey's face light up when she talks about this.
Lizzie McGuire. I've never seen her light up like that. I thought you were straight. Hey. No, seriously, I'm super excited about Disney Plus because there are some of the like old school Disney movies that I miss the whole, like, I had on VHS, but then we got rid of our, you know, our VCR. So now I'm like, fuck.
You can only get them when they're out of the vault.
Robin Hood? I love fucking Robin Hood. I can't wait to watch Robin Hood.
Love Robin Hood.
Oh my God, right? Like, Bedknobs and Broomsticks. Sign me the fuck up.
We introduced Lincoln to the music of The Lion King this last weekend with, like, on YouTube. And so Simba and Nala come on. He's like, dog, 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 dog. And we're like, no. Turns out Lex and I know all of the words to all of the songs still. We're like screaming at the top of our lungs. And he's just looking at us like, you two are broken. Yeah, you're embarrassing. Don't embarrass me in front of my dogs. Like, I'm super stoked. He's like getting to that age where he's like, I'll watch Disney. But he still just likes the music. He's not quite like, can't sit through 90 minutes of. It's probably because he doesn't really understand words yet. So.
Oh, that could be it. So you like just screaming wasn't. They're at the same reading level.
Seriously, the very first time I saw The Lion King live, cried like a baby within the first 30 seconds because of the music. Like, the music is what makes that movie so amazing.
I don't feel like your bar for like crying though is real high.
Like, something serious. Like, what the fuck? Oh man. I passed the torch to you and then you burned me with it. No, seriously, it is so, I mean, God, it's so good. The Lion King very well may be one of my favorite Disney movies ever. Like, it is just so freaking good. And like you said, like, you just remember the songs, you sing right along, you're right there with freaking Simba and Nala in the elephant graveyard, and you're scared, and you're worried, and you're like, oh my God, what am I gonna do? And then you're a fucking Scar, and you're surrounded by idiots, and it's just amazing.
And you totally relate to Scar now. Yeah.
Thank God for Disney. How else would we get through this shit show of a...
Oh God!
Presidency.
I'm so excited about Frozen 2. Are you kidding me?
Okay, I'm so excited because it finally has a plot. Like, the teaser trailer gave nothing away as far as the plot goes. And so I was excited because I'm freaking obsessed with Idina Menzel and I love Frozen. And it's just my jam. But when this most recent trailer came out and you could actually, like, see what it's about, I was like, I'm so happy.
I do remember when you were like, I don't even know what it's about. I'm like, it's a teaser. It's a teaser.
I don't like to be teased.
Oh. Yeah. So. You heard it here first, folks.
So, Jeans, how's work going? How are the kids?
I can't. I just can't. Every time I think I'm going to stop drinking, look at sometimes the batter mixes together just fine. Sometimes the ingredients just don't go together. And I just need to get through the next 4 weeks of this semester without
the baby batter? What are you talking about?
No, not the baby. You know, the mix.
The mix of students and the I got you.
Yeah, it's a
I thought you meant they just don't always come out winners.
But true. Also true. Yeah.
Yep. And you know, I'm doing the best I can and trying not to go to work drunk because they frown upon that when teachers do that. Although I have to say, I can certainly empathize with teachers who are caught with alcohol in their desks. I haven't gotten to that level yet, but it might just happen before my retirement in exactly 11 years and 5 months and
oh honey, you can't days. Start counting that. That's
no. You're like, oh, but years. I can but I can unless of course Spellbound becomes a JK Rowling type hit, then the retirement will be a lot sooner. Just saying, just putting it out there in the universe.
I'm really excited about Spellbound coming out.
I'm very excited about it. It's right around the corner, right? December 1, right?
Gene and I were talking today about...
January 1.
Yeah.
I thought it was just... Oh, when is yours?
February.
Oh, okay. Why did I think December?
I don't know.
Because you don't listen. You're not a very good friend.
No, I think it was...
Reverse burn! God damn.
It was initially supposed to be January, but Jakey... had the generosity and the good sense to say, I shouldn't have two books coming out on the exact same day. So she managed to fix that for us.
The Jean and I were talking today about which part she should read from Spellbound at Women's Week. And I was like, I don't know, man, it's all really good. Like, I'm feeling it's you guys. I think you're all gonna really it's very funny.
Jean, are you reading that during our reading?
What's ours?
I dig this scene.
No, I'm doing something from the Ashford Place. I'm in another one that says it's one of those like, what's comes next? I forget the name of it, but it's where you read from something a future book coming out.
Oh yeah.
You're gonna Skype me in for that one.
I'm gonna Facebook Live it for sure. And when it's Jean and myself on the panel, I'm gonna have Gail Facebook Live it.
Oh so, yeah,
I don't know if she'll be able to.
I'll make sure that I show up sober for both of those.
Show her how to do that first.
I know, right? I'm gonna have to have like a run through. Like, you press this button.
If you do a run through, make sure you post that too, because we all want to see.
How about I Skype Aaron teaching Gail? I mean, I'll Facebook Live Aaron teaching Gail how to Facebook Live.
I love it.
Yes.
That actually will be probably the most views we've ever had. Oh, Gail, I love you if you listen.
I can't wait to meet Gail.
I know, she's very excited to meet you. Every time we talk about Pete Town,
cute
she's
little
like,
Maggiano's tie. At any point during the...
I hope not.
She's picking up a second shift while she's there.
Yeah, she's going to work at like... was it Nappy's?
Just saying, I wouldn't mind that outfit.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll text her. Can I have her bring a different tie? Because it's kind of gross. It's like... Yeah, well, like,
if it smells like fettuccine or ravioli, no, perfect. Don't bring it. Maybe you might want to launder it. Maybe you should launder it before you pack it.
A fettuccine.
I don't want to smell it on a tie.
Tell you what, though, she is very excited.
Are you going to be burying your face in her chest where you're smelling her tie? I don't understand what's.
You know what?
Why, is that on the table?
It could be on the table. You get her drunk enough.
Hey, yo.
So, what are you guys most excited about for Halloween?
Wow.
Who's excited about Halloween? What are you guys most excited about?
I love Halloween. I've been decorated since like September, but I'm not as excited anymore because I canceled both of my Halloween time Disneyland trips. And now I have a birthday in 14 days and I didn't plan anything.
She's turning 68. Now I'm just kind of bummed.
I am going to be 68 and a half years old. So I was super pumped. I'm trying to figure out, like, I don't have Halloween plans right now, so I'm trying to figure that out because I do enjoy a costume situation. I like when Halloween doesn't fall on a weekend, so then I can still do the, like, hand out candy and do that cute fun stuff and then go to, like, a Halloween-type event if I so choose. But I want someone to have a fun Halloween party where nobody wears, like, slutty costumes and everybody goes home by 9.
That sounds perfect.
You should find a second grader or something.
Listen.
I think she needs to start hanging out with the Golden Girls.
Right? I am like super excited about Halloween because I love, like, Gail always works. So I'm always by myself and I scare the shit out of myself. And I watch Halloween 1 and 2, the originals. With Jamie Lee Curtis because she's amazing.
Okay.
And then
Halloween are the best Halloween movies ever made. Fight me on it. Like,
they're,
I love it.
Yeah. Fight me.
Yeah. They're so amazing. Good. So
actually, scary. Even the new Halloween with Jamie Lee in it was very good.
H2O. Agreed.
Yeah. No, not, and well, H2O was good, but I mean, like, the new one.
Oh, I haven't seen
the
that one.
One that just, oh, it was very, very good. Like,
they're not all in the same canon, and I can't handle that.
Well, those are 1, 2, H2O, and then this newest one. They
right,
are,
but not 3 or 4 or.
No, fuck those.
How's that cute?
No, we're talking about with Jamie Lee.
Yeah, just.
No, I know, but what I'm saying is they name them as if they are in the same canon, yeah, and they're not.
Yeah, I learned the hard way. Yeah, no, but I always
watch.
You watch those.
3, expecting to get Jamie Lee Curtis, and
nothing.
Did you guys watch Scream Queens?
No.
Yes.
Okay, that might be something that I watch in order to prepare for Halloween that I would recommend. It's oh my gosh, what Ryan Murphy.
Ryan Murphy, right?
Yeah.
And then it's the girl Julia Roberts.
Emma Roberts.
Yeah, Emma Roberts. Yeah.
It's Leah Michelle.
It's completely farcical. It's a total spoof on stupid movies like that. And it was, I found it to be pretty funny.
But also, like, let me.
But also a little creepy movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like that, like grows, total satire. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Girl had the big giant bush in that movie.
It's not as goofy. It's not as goofy as a Scary Movie, but I do remember him like pulling her underwear down and her bush just like exploding out of her underwear.
Yeah. No, but then I also always watch Rocky Horror Picture Show because I love that.
Yes.
Yes. And I always.
Have you guys ever been to like a Rocky
Horror? Yes.
I've never been. I want to go so bad. I want to pour the water and throw the toast and do the whole thing.
And the rice and all the things. Yes, and the newspaper. And it is seriously one of the best things I've ever done with like a group of people because it is so fun. It's just you all laugh. And there's people in there that know every fucking word, which
I'm
like.
I know every word.
I'm like envious of that. I don't know, like, no, but I mean, like, even the ones, you know all the ones, like, what you
say. I know
when
to do all the things and I've never been.
You know all that, but you've never been. Oh, never mind. Why am I asking you that? I know. She's got a stroller for her dog, people.
I was just born with it. I just woke up and I was like,
oh, ready to see Rocky Horror.
Right?
That's what I do. Prep for Halloween.
Who? Jean?
Stace.
What?
Oh, never mind.
Me?
Yeah.
I didn't hear it. You, like, totally cut out.
What are you doing to prep for Halloween?
Well, I already decorated like a long ass time ago, but my kids are at the age where they're starting to not trick or treat, obviously. So Kira did last year, but Lex went to a party. So this year it's like, I think neither one of them is doing anything. Like, I mean, I'm sure they'll end up at parties, but they're kind of over the whole like getting dressed up and going out and getting candy thing, which makes me super sad because we don't have trick-or-treaters here. But when we did live in a neighborhood, I was out taking them trick-or-treating, so I didn't get to answer the door and give candy to trick-or-treaters. And now I live in the middle of nowhere where people would have to like hike a mile to like ring my doorbell. So
you can come over here.
I literally have never given candy to trick-or-treaters in my life.
Oh, that's so sad.
I know. It's so fun to see them in their cute little outfits.
That's not that they don't come to her house. She just doesn't give them candy.
You guys should see some of the super cute costumes Stacey's done for her kids, though.
They're super cute.
I'm all about Halloween.
It's so crazy, too, considering that you love Halloween so much and you've never actually, like, given candy out.
I know. Kids. We go That's out so and trick or treat. I've had kids since I was.
That's
20.
So. I think you would like. You would be like, oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! Yeah. Like every time.
So maybe someday, like, yeah, I'll have to go to like Stacey's house and hand out candy just because.
You know what? Because where we live, it's like a. I don't remember what they call it.
Let's go to Stacey's house and just drink wine and hand out candy to kids.
Yeah. Yes, come.
I'll be there. Let's go.
Because it's like a newer development. There's a ton of young families. But because we have like, it's the part where I live in is designed as like cluster homes. So it's like one driveway for four houses. So they can pack more houses like on a street. And so people come and like park here and trick or treat because you can get more houses without walking as far. Yeah. I just learned that last year. So I get a shit ton of trick-or-treaters.
Did you guys ever watch the episode? I love watching the Bob's Burgers Halloween episodes. And the episodes of Bob's Burgers where they go to the ritzy neighborhood and they get full bars of candy. That's like my very favorite episode.
I used to love the Simpsons ones.
Yeah, I know. Those are so good.
I watched the Treehouse of Horrors.
Gene dresses
is going to be on Disney Plus.
Yes. And Gene in that Bob's Burgers one dresses as Queen Latifah.
Oh my gosh.
And that's like my fucking favorite. He's like, I'm dressed as Queen Latifah from the UNITY album. I don't know. Never mind.
What about you, Gene? What are you doing to prep for Halloween?
Well, if I happen to be walking by the container where I keep my decorations, I might grab a few and put them up. But I do have a... Halloween karaoke party that I am very excited about this year.
What are you going dressed as? What are you
going as? I don't know. I usually dress as a political figure. I've dressed as what?
Are you? Go on.
Oh, I've dressed as Chris Christie, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Judge Judy. And so I really have to get on this. I have to come up with a costume.
Who was the best one?
What?
The Sarah Huckabee.
Weren't you Sarah Huckabee last year?
That was last year. I was Sarah Huckabee.
Can you share a picture of that?
Yes. Okay. Oh, my God. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Who could you be this year? Okay. We need suggestions for who Gene could be this year. An alligator.
A shark with a laser.
I like the shark with laser eyes.
Yeah.
I think you should go to like, I don't know what Halloween store, if you have a spirit out there, get the Air Force like one, like zip up coverall costume and do Space Force.
Pew, pew.
And get like all the space like astronaut stuff. Yes. Like totally be a Space Force guy.
He is the fucking best. That's
a great idea.
I could do like a Mike Pence type of thing in the Space Force outfit.
Yeah.
Do it.
And then find a friend to be mother.
Oh.
Ew. I know, right?
I wouldn't use that as like your pickup line. Like, do you want to be mother?
May I?
That's a little gross even for me. I probably wouldn't do that even though, you know, I'm into the older lady.
Who's the one? Why can't I remember her name right now? The real crazy one that's running for president.
Oh! Like Marianne Williamson.
Yes, Marianne Williamson. She'd be a good one too.
And then I'll tell everyone that I'm going to astroplane to the location of the party.
Did you guys watch that SNL?
Oh, that SNL was hilarious. Okay. Oh my god.
Just the sheer like forget the skit, like forget the sketch, forget everything that happened. That poor girl missing her cue and coming out to change AD Bryant's costume in the middle, and her just dying and like. Oh my god, it was so funny.
And then Aidy Bryant like put her on like her like social media as like her like number one supporter, right. And like she loved her so I was like,
this she's is like, go commercial, go commercial.
I love it.
Just missed the cue.
I'm super bummed. I won't see Lincoln this year for Halloween.
What?
Yeah, he'll still be in Pennsylvania. He's coming out the next week, but he's going to be a baby shark. Oh, he's not course. Happy about it.
He hates it.
My God, he was so sad.
He was so upset about being a baby shark. I think if I could explain to him that he's actually a shark at that point, he'd probably be more stoked about it. But he doesn't like things on his head. So like the hat thing was very stressful for him. Like he just doesn't.
And do you have it like put away or do you have it like out where he could play with it and like.
I don't know what Lex has done with it. Lex has an organizational system that I don't always understand. So
was the most PC Mary shit I've ever heard in my life.
Right?
That I don't always understand.
Well, I don't. I know she does.
Good iMessage. I like that iMessage.
So I'm super bummed that I won't get to see him, but I am glad Lex is going to take him to see his grandma and grandpa. So I am happy that they're going to get to see him all dressed up. But yeah, and we don't like we live in the middle of nowhere too, so we won't have any. We don't. I haven't had trick or treaters here since I lived here, and I used to get them all the time in California. So,
but though, guys, candy's fucking expensive. Also, like
it is
so expensive.
We don't even buy it anymore because we buy like half a bag of some bullshit because we get like 3 trick or treaters here.
Yeah.
Well, like, and
it's
then
ridiculous.
It's the fucking whole like. Just issue because you have to buy the candy hella early or else there's no candy, but then you buy the candy earlier, you eat the candy.
Right.
So, okay. How do you do it?
Just get a shit ton of almond joys. I would
eat them. I fucking love them.
Oh, eat them all. They're my favorite.
I hate almond joys.
Bro.
I love them.
I love mounds too.
I know you do.
Ayo.
I know you do.
Me some mounds, baby.
You like Jean's menopause mounds.
I do.
Menopause mounds.
What? It's happening.
Yeah, what is that?
That's your boobs, Jean.
Is it a mound? It is a mound always your boobs? I feel like you're
God.
A mound.
No, I was thinking of something else. I was way off the beaten path on that one.
That mound.
You don't need to beat your path.
Well, you don't.
Yeah, you married people, stay out of it.
That's right.
Oh my god, I'm gonna pee my pants.
It's better than spinning your drink all over your computer, I guess.
God. Oh man, that was great. Remember when you did that?
I do.
That just meant you weren't drinking fast enough.
You know, the funniest part is I didn't really remember it until the next day when I came into the room and I was like, what is this shit all over the wall? And then I was like, oh my God, I spilled my drink. And then I had to listen to the podcast and be very embarrassed about how I said Ian McClellan. Oh my God. I was like, Ian McCall. She's like, how do you say that? I'm like, McClellan? She's like, no, how? I'm like, McClellan.
The more you drink, your diction does take a dive.
It does. Holy cow. I'm like, I suddenly have a mouthful of something.
So after Halloween, do you guys get stoked for Thanksgiving or do you go right into Christmas prep?
Christmas.
Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving. I fucking love Thanksgiving only because I love to eat.
I love Thanksgiving also. I don't like Thanksgiving decor so much. And I like my Christmas stuff so much. Thanksgiving doesn't match my vibe in here. I don't love the brown. It's not
a
my
black Thanksgiving.
Right. And black. So I just skip straight to Christmas.
Yeah.
And plus there's a lot of Indians being, you know, shoved out of their natural habitat.
I don't really necessarily like the message of Thanksgiving, but I just remember the child going to my grandmother's house, and like she made the best fucking mashed potatoes and the best fucking green beans
and the best galumpkis.
Yeah, Polish. Yeah, she made fucking the pierogies, and you know we always had, you know, sauerkraut and sausage, and we always had the best fucking food at Thanksgiving. And even though I'm not Catholic, she would always have the wafers. And we would dip them in honey.
Like an appetizer?
Yes, and have like, yeah, she'd have like blessed wafers. That's some
cheap ass shit, right?
The body of Christ?
The body of Christ?
Here, honey, just have some Jesus. It'll tie you over.
Right? Like, don't eat that cracker.
I put out the onion dip. Just dip Jesus in the onion.
Don't fill up on Jesus. You won't eat your dinner.
We would always pass around the wafers, and we would dip it in honey, and then we would say a blessing, and then we could eat Jesus. Oh my God. My fucking fucked up family. So yeah, that's what we did. So that's why I love Thanksgiving, because I get to eat
Jesus. Don't eat the Jesus. There's a lot of carbs in it.
I know, right? Oh my God, and you put all that honey on there.
You know what? You just saying that right now makes me think I maybe want to watch Sweeney Todd in preparation for...
There you go.
I was thinking of a little priest when you said don't eat the meat.
Oh, I thought you wanted to slaughter people with a shaver or one of those switchblades. Isn't that what Sweeney Todd does? He murders, and then
Mrs. Lovett takes all the bodies and bakes them into meat pies.
Ooh, yummy.
Have you all seen Sweeney Todd? Because it's so great.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't like it. It's like one of the only ones I don't like. It's like Tim Burton movies. But I totally liked it when The Office did it and Andy had to do it.
Oh my God. That is one of the best episodes of The Office that's ever happened. And they're like drinking in the theater. Like Michael auditions and doesn't get a callback.
Yep. I think those are better than the actual like movie.
He auditions with a full script that he performs by himself of an episode of Law and Order SVU.
I'm stoked about Thanksgiving this year because we're going to do Friendsgiving and I don't have to do any family giving.
Ooh.
Not that I don't love my family and Lex's family, but it will be nice to not to have one year where we're not driving to multiple places on Thanksgiving. So I'm excited.
Yeah, you get to literally like sit there and watch football and
don't
drink
have
wine
100 places
all day
to get,
and not get in the car.
That and you know what? That is what I may not even get out of my pajamas. I don't know. It's still up in the air what I'm going to do.
It's like, a full day.
I have a whole day. The day is yet an embryo.
That is right, my friend.
You know what's like not even a thing anymore though is Black Friday shopping.
Well, no.
Because I feel like that used to be one of my favorite parts of Thanksgiving was like I watch all of the Thanksgiving Friends episodes, which I'll probably still do because I just love those, and then go to my grandma's house and eat all the amazing food, which, like, you know, there's one of those things that's like the old, you know, time passes and the older she gets, the less she
do
cooks,
the
more other
also?
People
but did she have the body of Christ?
No, we didn't eat Jesus because they're Catholic and
my grandma
Catholics
I know,
eat Jesus.
So that's weird.
I know.
No, it was not at Thanksgiving. You only do that at church. And only if you have like done.
I know.
Okay.
I'm going to hell. Being a lesbian.
Were you confirmed? So, anyways, but my grandma was a caterer. So my grandma's food is bomb. My grandma puts bacon on top of the turkey, so it bastes in bacon fat. It's so moist, and she makes everyone's. She'll make like side dishes for people that aren't even going to be there. Like she'll make like the pearl onion things for my cousin Johnny. And I don't think he's come home for Thanksgiving and like whatever, but she just makes them. Cause she's like, meh, you know,
maybe he'll show up.
Johnny would have liked those. I'm like, oh, that's so cute. I still like, now that we're all older, like me and my cousins, that's why we have a group chat called the kids table, because we're Catholic and there's a lot of us. So we'd have to sit at our own table and we would full on like put olives on our fingers and like, I still do that because I think it's fun. just her Thanksgiving is amazing. So anyways, that it used to be that. And then it was like, eat all the Thanksgiving, eat Thanksgiving dinner, eat Thanksgiving second dinner, have some pumpkin pie with Cool Whip because whipped cream is trash. Then prepare, maybe take a little cat nap, and then do the Black Friday thing all night long. And A, I'm too fucking old to stay up all night. Like, that's just not a thing that can happen. But now I, like, I don't want to go into.
Well, can't you get in line early with your AARP card?
I mean, right? Senior discount.
Just bring Betty White with you.
I'm gonna get my checkbook out and buy some stuff. But I'm like, oh, I could just get it on Amazon.
And you can just wait. Yes. You can wait till it's totaled and then be like, wait, what store am I in?
Yeah. How much was that stuff?
I am Walmart's with the S on the end. You got to put the S on the end of every store because that's Walmart's, what old people do.
The Walmart's.
Walmart's.
The Target's.
We used to, when I was a kid, we used to play. There's a lot of kids in my family. There's like, there's like 40. My grandma has 45 grandchildren and like great grandchildren. So there weren't that many when I was younger. But we used to have these big. Well, they're Irish Catholics.
Yeah, I know.
We used to have these big ass football games that were super fun. Like super, super fun. I realize now it was our parents just trying to get us out of the house, like burn off energy or whatever. But they actually played with us too. So it was, I don't know, it was a lot of fun. But what are you guys obsessed with this week?
Walk too. We used to go on a walk after dinner. That was like a big thing.
No, we did no exercising. Well,
that's because you were full of the body of Christ.
A lot to carry around, Aaron.
I mean, I wish I understood why we did that. I'll have to ask my uncle tomorrow. I'll be like, yo, Uncle Ronnie, why the fuck did we eat the body of Christ at Thanksgiving? I'm not even Catholic. I'm not.
We believe you.
I'm just, well, I know.
Very defensive.
I know. Wow. I'm not even Catholic.
What's everyone obsessed with this week? Gene, what are you obsessed with?
Yeah, your phone?
Gene is in a mood, y'all.
What is going on, Gene?
I'm in a worse mood than I usually am.
What can we do to make it better?
Nothing.
Oh, nothing.
And you know why? Because I've only had one drink, and now it's too late to have a second one.
Drunk is a fucking adult.
Well, I gotta go to bed.
No, you don't.
I gotta go to bed because I gotta fucking get up and go to work tomorrow and stand in front of a group of people who want to obstruct me at every turn from doing my job.
Now you know
how a terrible little devil on your shoulder that's like, Aaron, no, you don't. You don't have to go to bed for another drink.
You're fine. You're fine. Pull a drink. You got to pour it right in your mouth. Good. You got it. Yeah. You're going to be fine.
I'm trying to go for curmudgeon level like Clint Eastwood in that movie where he's on the porch.
Get off my lawn, kids.
I'm working toward the get off my lawn level of curmudgeonry. So much so that my new nickname will be Curmudgeon.
Oh, wow. If you get to that point, though, can you get Charlotte like a little 3-piece suit? Because I think that would make her look very serious and like more like your sidekick than.
But with weird like Diane Keaton gloves.
Yes.
Oh, yes. And, Diane
and a
Keaton
fedora.
Glasses,
yeah.
Yes.
And with the tie half down.
Yes.
No, because you know why? Because Charlotte will scratch the shit out of me if I ever tried to do something like that to her.
Just tape
She's worse than I am. Yeah. Like, I'm a bitch. You should meet Charlotte.
So, Aaron, what are you obsessed with this week?
So,
since our little ray of sunshine there is.
And by the way, you know what I like about Thanksgiving?
Oh,
pumpkin pie and 4.5 days off.
There you go.
Right. Yeah. Power to the people. I literally have. Like, I'm obsessed with P-Town. I'm obsessed with, like, Providence.
Yeah, we know.
Oh, fuck you. Jesus, look at his face!
Shot fired!
Man! Jesus, H.
When do you guys go to P-Town?
Next 2 weeks. When is it?
In 2 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah, less than 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Less than 2 weeks for you.
Less than 2 weeks, Jean. Less than
I'm there 2 weeks from today.
I'm just like, I'm excited. Like, I'm excited to go and like read. And like, I started my next book and I gotta fucking do page proofs for my novella that are, you know, that are due in like 5 days. So I've just been like obsessed with like writing and trying to keep everything. I do this whole thing where I like don't do shit for like a month and then all of a sudden everything comes piling on top of me and then I'm like, I'm so stressed. Bah, what should I do? And everyone's like, maybe if you weren't such a fucking procrastinator. I'm like, I didn't ask for your opinion. That's me. That's me right now.
That's so, Aaron talking to Aaron about Aaron.
Yeah. Yeah, girl, bitch.
She's a real cunt.
She is a cunt, man. That Erin, she's a hoe for sure. But yeah, so that's just kind of what I've been doing. I really have not been watching anything. I started watching The Politicians on Netflix.
I did too.
Oh, Ben Platt's on.
Yeah, Ben Platt, and it's actually really good. Okay. And I'm very interested to see where it's going. I'm always amazed by his acting abilities, and he sings "The River" or "River" by Joni Mitchell in it, and I'm like, I literally started crying.
And I know it's not like I know Gwyneth Paltrow's whatever Gwyneth Paltrow. Yeah. I get it, but I find her ridiculously attractive. especially in this TV show. Like something about her, I don't know what it is. I know as like a human being, she's like whatever, but. I'd let her put her shoes under my bed. How's that go? I let her eat crackers in my bed.
Yeah, my grandma says that. I wouldn't kick him out of bed for eating crackers.
Did you just say put her shoes under your bed?
I didn't know how the saying went.
It goes, she could park her shoes under my bed anytime.
Something like that.
I think that is my new favorite way of saying that. Is that shoes. Kick him out of bed. I agree with you though. She's so like, she's good. She's good in it, right? Mm-hmm. Like she's just the way she like when she came up, she like did this whole thing with her robe during the episode, and I was like, okay, I'm listening. Like I'm very easy, clearly. I live up to my initials, but that's also what I've been listening to because I just think it. I just really wanted something to kind of like take my mind off of shit, but like now I'm like I want to keep watching it, so it's good so far.
Stacey, what are you obsessed with?
I'm obsessed with Piper and her surgery and all the time I spent home with her trying to take care of her because she cannot walk. Well, she can walk, but she's not supposed to, and she's on all the drugs, and it's a whole thing. So I had a ton of time because she had surgery Thursday, so I took Friday off. I had Saturday, Sunday off. I took Monday and Tuesday off. So I watched all the movies. I watched The West Wing. And then I was supposed to go back to work yesterday. She freaking slipped out of her cone in the middle of the night for like a minute and a half and tore out two of her stitches.
She's like Houdini.
I know. It's crazy. So not a whole lot of sleep happening because she has to be shut in her crate. So like when she has to go to the bathroom, I have to like wake up and take her out. She can't go up and down the stairs. I have to carry her. But I will say it's kind of amazing because like how like dogs heal so much quicker than humans. It's bonkers. Because she just had surgery on Thursday. Now, like, she tore two of the stitches out. She doesn't get them out until next Thursday. They were like, oh, well, it's pretty, like, it's healed pretty well, like, enough that I don't think she needs them in there anymore. It's like, it was swollen and bruised and stuff the day she got her bandage off. By the next day, not really swollen or bruised anymore. When I had freaking surgery on my foot, that shit was swollen and bruised for a million years. It was disgusting. It still looks bruised sometimes. I just don't get how they're, like, they just heal so fast. I don't get it. So I'm obsessed with that. And my vet, they're the best. They took such good care of her. And yeah. So only 7 more weeks of this.
You got this.
Fun.
And so she's in the stroller for another 7 weeks?
Yeah. So she gets it stitches out on Thursday. And then we start like kind of PT stuff, like passive range of motion stuff. And like very short leash walks that incrementally get larger, but she won't be fully healed and ready to like run free and do whatever she wants for 7 more weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a...
still amazing, though. Like you said, like dogs heal so fast. Because I remember I had ACL surgery and I wasn't allowed to walk on it for 6 weeks.
Right.
Did your mom? Did you get a stroller?
I did. My mom pushed me around in a stroller. It was really exciting.
Did you have to wear a cone?
I did. So I didn't rip my stitches out.
Erin, stop trying to lick yourself.
Lesbian stripes.
I actually had a cone and a straight jacket. It was really fun. I was in a psych ward, actually. I didn't have ACL surgery. I'm actually nuts. No, I'm just kidding.
It's so funny because, like, the vet was explaining yesterday, and it totally made sense. Like, the better she feels, the more sedative it'll take to keep, and I have to keep her sedated because she thinks she feels fine. She thinks she can jump and run and do all of the things, but like, no, they just put your knee back together. You can't do that. So like, she was saying how like, and it totally makes sense even with people, when you feel bad, sedatives work a lot easier. Like when you're feeling so shitty to the point where you're like, I'm just gonna give in to this and let it put me to sleep, it works so much better than when you're like fighting against it. And you're like, I feel fine. I don't need this thing. I'm not going to go to sleep. So that's where we're at now.
That's where I'm at too.
Yeah. Give into it, Jean.
I will totally agree that sedatives are the way to go.
You got it. I'll email them to you.
For all of life. Is she going to 3D print them?
3D print them. Yeah.
3D print them to me. Hey!
Oh, shit. I'll put them in a little pill pocket. You won't even know you're taking them.
Just put them in a beer pocket.
She's gonna put them in one of her elderly Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday pill things, so she remembers to take them.
It's like a crescent roll with a pill in it.
I will say I'm like the most millennial 70-year-old gay man because I have an app that tells me when I need to take my medication.
Christ.
And I track them. I don't miss it.
The body of Christ.
What about you, Stays?
I'm obsessed with this week being over because it's homecoming week. So it's been a lot of like homecoming activities and stuff. So tomorrow night is the game. Lex is going to cheer in the game. And then it's finally over. And then Saturday we're going to Great America's Fright Fest. Is it still Great America or is it Six Flags? I don't even know. I feel like they got bought out. They're doing like a Fright Fest, so it's at night. It goes until like midnight. The park's open and like all the characters come out all dressed up. And so it's like our first like Halloween event of the year. So I'm super excited for that.
They don't have a dance on Saturday?
Mm-mm. No, they're doing a dance Friday after the game from like 9 to midnight. But it's a sports theme, so they all have to wear their uniform of what they play. So like the soccer players, the baseball players all wear their uniforms and stuff. So yeah.
But if you don't play a sport,
you're just supposed to wear like whatever for the school. I guess it's not formal, so interesting. Lex is not going, she's not interested,
right? Yeah. Same girl.
Next week, we made a job offer to my replacement today. She accepted it. So next week is my last week at Gera. So all I have to do in between them is, you know, finish building this playground, close out a few grants, do next year's budget, and do the schedule for the next few months. So,
so you're not going to sleep for a while.
She'll say, Jackie is the most generous person, because when you left, you put together, before even knowing who was going to take over your stuff, like you booked stuff out a year out, you left like copious notes for like timelines on when things need to get done, and that's
not normal.
You're an A-plus like human being, my
I'm
friend.
Doing the
literally
same thing.
Are one of the best like employees that I've ever heard, because like any person I've ever worked with that's left is like deuces, like, and you're like, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna make sure I leave a like you're a good person.
Well, I the person who's replacing me, I really like them. So well, not just that, if you don't do that kind of stuff, the only people that would suffer is the staff that already works for me and the community. So it's, I want it to be like a scene. Gera has been very good to me, so I want to make it easy on them. The person who's replaced me actually doesn't start till November 4th. So, like, I told them, keep calling me until she gets there. It's fine. Like, I don't know. the rec community is a very small community. You don't burn bridges ever.
Yeah.
Because you always need recommendations and people talk. And I don't know. I would like to come into a job where someone left me copies.
Oh, for sure.
And it doesn't mean I expect her to follow everything I did. I mean, please do it yourself. But this is, you know, how I did it. Feel free to do it however you want. So, so I wouldn't feel right if I didn't leave all that stuff for somebody. Because that's a dick move.
Oh, I agree. Like, I remember when I left my Ivy, like, I worked at a community college in Indiana. I was an admissions counselor. And, like, when I left everything that I knew I could, like, everything. And they didn't hire someone for, like, 6 months. So there was no way that I could have trained them. You know what I mean? Like, nothing. So it was very much like I made sure that this person could come in and take over right away. And, you know, my thing is that I don't think a lot of people do that because they're so, most people that leave a job are eager to leave. Mm-hmm. It's not because they've gotten a better offer or whatever. Like, I would say probably like 80-90% of people that leave jobs are leaving because they're done. They're just done with this place. They don't want to, but like, I think it's amazing that like you're just a good person. I'm being for real. And I'm not trying to like kiss your ass or like buy your affection with cookies. Like, I'm just saying, like, I just think you're a really good person, like, that you did that you know that you can't burn bridges. Like, a lot, you know, kids these days don't understand that. Like, young people do not understand that you can't burn bridges. They don't get it.
No, so they do the dumbest
fucking shit. And it's like, I'm glad that, like, you're like, obviously you're not a child, but I'm just saying, like,
but they do the dumbest shit sometimes, and then they like, and then you get a reference check from them, and you're like, leave on good terms, dumb, so then I can be a reference.
Exactly. I just think people do a lot of dumb shit these days, and you're just doing the complete opposite of that, which is amazing. And I love it. Not that you would ever do dumb shit. I just mean like,
well, I feel like they're also paying me to be there till next Friday. So I'm going to do my job 100% until next Friday. So
and not everybody does that.
Not everybody does that. Like as soon lame as duck. Lame duck it.
Well, that's unfortunate. Not you. Yeah. That's not me. I wouldn't feel very good about myself if
thanks
I did that.
For not being a dick, Jackie. I appreciate it.
I really do. Like, I just think it's like, it's awesome. And I'm glad that I can call you my friend. Like, seriously.
Aw, Erin, you're so sweet.
Thank you for being a friend.
I'm drinking White Claw, people.
You only had like one. How many of you drank?
One. Oh, two.
Four. Did you just spill again?
Don't worry, it's just seltzer. It's not going to hurt anything.
So, my beer was good. Stace, how was your apple strawberry cider?
It was too sweet. It was like thick and sweet. Like, I'm sure some people would think it
was
amazing.
Should have saved it for Lex.
But yeah, it's there's another one in my fridge. You can have that one. It doesn't taste like alcohol at all. It tastes like it's probably like 1.5%.
Yeah. Stacey?
It was basically medicine, so it was fine. I'm hoping it cures my little tickle I have happening.
I'm sure a good tea bag will fix your tickle.
Ew.
Erin, how was your White Claw?
Delicious. I love it. It's really good on my computer.
Water,
I don't know how your computer still works.
Yeah. There you go.
I don't even know. Yeah, it'll get my wine stain out. You're right, Stace. Like, what the fuck is wrong with me? I don't know.
So
people don't
things.
Take. Right? But it's like a scroll. You know, it's like.
Listen, we're at the end of the episode.
Yeah, it's going to be. Yeah, we're at the end of the episode.
We can't dive into that now, Erin. Yeah.
That's all I got.
Jean, how was your half a beer?
Half a beer? It was a big, giant can. Oh. And it was very good. And I could drink. I wish there were more hours left in today so I could drink more of it.
There are.
There are not.
There really are. You're going to be fine.
Wow. No. Everyone have a great weekend. Wow. Drink like you're Aaron, argue like Gene, adopt mm-hmm. a pet like Stacy.
Celebrate Halloween like Stace.
And leave your previous jobs like Jackie.
Hey, yes. Guys.
Hey.
Good advice.
I mean, all together, we're one really fucking cool person.
Yeah.
We're like
so
Voltron.
Basically we're all 20% normal on our own.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I think that's being generous, but that? Yeah.
It's you, sweetie.
Yep, you. It's me. I'm an idiot.
Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Thank you.